Games like this, Candy Crush, catapulted mobile phones into an industry now worth $175 billion. 3 billion people around the world are set to play video games on their phones, consoles, 3D headsets, and the web. But now tech giant Microsoft wants a larger slice of the action. It's planning to buy Activision Blizzard for almost $70 billion, its largest ever acquisition. The company posted this image showing what it would get for its money. Popular games like Call of Duty, Diablo, and StarCraft. The move would put Microsoft in a leading position. In a statement, Microsoft says it will have 30 game development studios alongside publishing and esports. But the buyout has raised some questions, particularly in light of an abuse scandal at Activision Blizzard. It was hit with staff walkouts and protests at its California base last summer. It was sued by a state agency, which accused it of being a breeding ground for harassment and discrimination against women.
This deal would have even been on the table if this hadn't happened. The company was valued at actually more than what this purchase price would be about a year ago. But I suspect a lot of what's been going on has been sort of eating away at their valuation. So it, on some level, it sort of set up the ability for this purchase to go through.
Many have accused Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick of covering up the scandal. But Microsoft confirms he's going to keep the top job. And other issues may arise from Microsoft owning such a large stake. It's already worth more than $2.3 trillion, and that's second only to Apple. The move may also put it in the crosshairs of US politicians, which are already working to limit the power of technology giants, including Facebook, Apple, and Google. The takeover signals Microsoft's desire to become a serious contender on all platforms. But for now, it's gamers' attention it wants in an industry that's growing fast. Laura Burton-Manley, Al Jazeera.